let us again start the machlekes of Abaye v'Rove. Just let's skip around. Boy minei Rabbi Shaye mei Rabbi Yehuda from the first third of the Amid. Rabbi Shaye es Rabbi Yehuda ashayle. Omal lelav lo ksoiv laize sheteitzei bepesach tchil omal. If he told a sofer that he should write a get, he had two wives named Rachel. And the first one that leaves the house, the get should be written for that Rachel. Mahu, what is the din? Omalei tenisua, we learned the Mishnah, yesa mikan omalei lablon. The Mishnah said, if he told a sofer, ksoiv laize she'erze agarish, if he told a sofer, you should write a get for the one which I'll decide later to get, so that was Rabbi Shaye Shaila, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda was Poshet Shaila. Now let's jump down a little bit to the last third of the Omid. Omar Abaye. So Abaye did not understand this Shakla Vitaya. Kaboy mine, Taila Bedas Achayim. He asked him a Shaila, which was Taila Bedas Achayim. That means the decision which Isha should be geget is not dependent on him. It depends on which Isha decides to go out first. But it's not dependent on him. That was Rabbi Shaye Shaila. V'koposhet lei teile bedas atzmai. Rabbi Yehuda answered him, araye by teile bedas atzmai. That if he said ksoi laize she'erza legarish boy, and there the decision is dependent on what he'll decide. So he was medame one to the other. He told him, we see by toile bedas atzmai, we say ein breira. And he asked the mashaila by toile bedas achayim. So let us see Rashi and Abaye's Kash. Omar Abaye, Koboy Mine, Atmuye Metama Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shaye. And this whole Shakla Vataya of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shaye, so Abaye didn't understand it. Koboy Mine, the Shaila was asked, Laize Shateitze Bepesach Tchile. Which one will go out first from the door? The Tola Hamasne Bedas Achayim. That means the get will be written to which woman decides to go out first. It's not totally bizatoi. The kaposhet lay, and he was poshetim la'eze she'erze, dainu teile bedas atzmai. He was poshet teile bedas atzmai. Dilme, so now Rashi explains what Abaye's kasha was. Dilme teile bedas atzmai les lombreire. We don't hold breira b'teila b'das atzma. The midasni b'reishet, since he made a tenai, right again to who? The one I'll decide to be megarish. Gila b'daitai, so he showed us, shoye peiseyach al shtei tzifin. He was jumping on two branches. That means that, in other words, he himself did not know who he wants to give a gift. And that's what he's telling us. Write to the one I'll decide. In other words, now I'm undecided. Is therefore, if you're undecided now, and the get has to be written to the each, it has to be written lishma now, to which woman, you're undecided now, which woman it should be written to. We can't say that later when he decides which one he wants to get, because there was no daite lahai. By making such a tnai, you are telling us that you have, now you don't know which one you want to get. So we can't say, huvra davala mafreya. Avozeh shetola ba'acherim, but in the case of Rabbi Shaye, which is Eliza Shetetze Bepesach Chila, Gomar Bedaite Mikor Eliza Shetetze. He said, that one should, you should give a gift. Yeah. So that was Abaye's kasha. Omar Rove. So Rove said, my kasha, what's the kasha? Dilme demand the Islay Breire, if you hold Breire, loishna teile bedas atzmai, loishna teile bedas achem Islay Breire. Man the less Breire, loishna teile bedas atzmai, loishna teile bedas achem, less Breire. Rove said, there's no difference. If you hold Breire, all over you hold Breire. If you don't hold Breire, you never hold Breire. But this chilek between teile bedas atzmai and teile bedas achem, there's no such chilek. So Mamela, so it's very good. So Rav Yehuda was answered. He asked Teila B'das Atzmi, he answered Teila B'das Achem. La Locha, there's no difference. Either you hold all over Breira or you never hold Breira. That was Rav's Teretz to Abaye. Omar Lei Rav Misharshi L'Rove. So Rav Misharshi said to Rove, Anshuldik, I'm going to show you that, I'm going to show to you that the Shaila of Breire, Rav Yehuda holds by Teile Bedas. Rav Yehuda holds by Teile Bedas Atzmai. He does not hold Breire, and by Teile Bedas Acherem, he does hold Breire. So now, Rav Misharshi is going to bring one case where Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't Breire because it's Teile Bedas Atzmai. Taylor bedas atzmoy less lebreire disanye. Alekeyach yayin mi beina kusin. A person purchased yayin from kusin. Oimer shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish arei hein trume. Asore meise rishen. Tisha meise sheni. Umeichel vishoise miyad divrei rameya. Rameya hot yesh breire. Rab Yehuda, Rab Yaisi, Rab Shimon Oisrim. So here Rab Yehuda holds Ein Breire, and the Gemara is going to prove because this is Taylor Bedas Atzmai. Now let us see Rashi in this Gemara. We bring Nakusim. Rashi held the Chayra that were Goyz Al Yenam, so he went to the wrong place to buy wine. So Taisus, Rashi says, Koydim Gzeirah. Ve'ein loy kli lahaprish trumeis umayis chisbem. He doesn't have a keli. V'utzorich lishtos. He's in a predicament. He has to be mafrish. He doesn't have any kelim now, so he can't be mafrish now. And he has to drink. So, v'kusim geirei emes choshiv lehu. Kusim ha-geirei emes. Ve'ein eretz Yisrael nifkas mekdushos ha-yedeyim. So Memele, when something grew by them, it's tevil, because they eat. Ve'chshudim ala maisres, ala trume, in their choshud, they can tell them, without adding an eilish, we'll mafresh everything, it's kosher lemahadrin, and they didn't do a thing, they won't mafresh anything. V'loi ka'amei ha'oret sherubon ma'asrin, amaratzim, roi giv maise, v'kula mafresh in trume. Avolkusim chshudim alakel. Their choshud, they say they gave, it's worthless what they said. Balakech mem soich la'asavadai. It's vadai tevil. Don't be convinced by the sales talk. It's vadai tevil. So he has to be mafrish. He doesn't have any kalim to be mafrish. And he has to drink. Shnei lugim mitoich meya areihin trume b'seichai. This should now be trume. The two lugim which I'll be mafrish later. Umeichel, we'll come back to this Rashi. Let's just get into this minute of the sugya. B'shaisem yad, the ma'ache shekor Hashem, when he was koyr Hashem to all the batones, trume, maishrish, maishrishaini, yotzol him with the table. It's a table now, because there's trume and maisa. Which one is the trume? Shani osu lahafri, that's the maisa, shani osu lahafri. Now Rashi says the whole Megillah. When he's going to take out wine now, who hanivra lechulam? That's the chulam wine. Ushayiloi kelim v'yotzi min hanoi letrume. Who hanivra letrume? That is going to be nivra letrume. V'yesh breira. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yaisi, Rav Shimon Aisrim, the last lo breire betoile bedas atzmai, they do not hold breire betoile bedas atzmai, shehu atzmai moitzi es hayayim. Now Rashi says something very unclear. This is called toile bedas atzmai. He's the one that's taking out the wine. And let's just make a gzeire shove, it seems, shuatzmai moitzi es hayayim. Rashi said before, shehu moitzi yayin lishtiyosai. So that's, he's the moitzi yayin lishtiyosai, who nivra lechula. V'yoitzi letrume, who anivra lechula. He's the one that's being moitzi the yayin lishtiyosai. He's the one that's being moitzi yayin letrume. Now, so this is called Taylor Bedas Atzmai. I'd just like to say over a lashon of the Taisus Harosh. And then a lashon of the Pesach Abayis. And then let's hope you can understand a little of our sugya. The Taisus HaRosh Hach the Machshiv. Hach, this is by our sugya. Hach the Machshiv. Hach the Leikeyach Yayun Teile Bedas Atzmoy. The Gemara calls this Teile Bedas Atzmai. Librarily, I don't understand it too well. The Hoche, the Mafligi, Bein Teile Bedas Atzmai, Teiris Bas Adas Acher, Mishum de Teile Bedas Atzmai, Hoye Yochel Levarer Bishas Atnai. Rashi said before, when he said, Laize She'er Tzagarish Boy. So why are you playing riddles? Tell me, which one do you want to give the get? Umidaloi birra, vadai hoya paiseya habeza sifen. So he said, I don't know who I want to give the get. So he can't say, huvra dovla mafrei, this is the one you wanted. Avol hoche bishas atnai, yev shaloi levara yoisa mimasha birra. Here he can't be mavara more than he did, he just got kalem later. Elo, choshev lei toile bedas atzmai, Mishum shemevarer lebesoif, v'oimer zani shoyse l'shem chulen, b'zei yehetrum. That's what's called teile bedas atzmai, m'nei shum mevarer zel lebesoif. This I'm drinking for chulen, and this I'm drinking for, this will be trum. So the achroinim bring down the Taisus HaRosh. It's also not mevura, what he's answering. The Pesach Habayis says as follows, and I'd like to try to understand, explain a little the Pesach Habayis. Teile Bedas Atzmai means Tzorich Hu Adayin Levara. He has to be Mevara what he wants. Va'achshav Misupik. Now he doesn't know. Avol bedas acherim hu kvar gomar bedatoi ve'ein loy esik mitzidoi. So that's the Pesach Habayis is saying as follows. The one who is making the decisions, is he decided already yes or no? So by Beize she'erza garish boy, the one I want to give a, I'll decide to give a get, right to get now. Are you decided now? You're mesupik now. That's the truth. Rashi said, well say it, life was making riddles. I don't know which one I want to get now. So if you don't know which one you want to get, so you can say, and perhaps we could be moisif for practical purposes, that the Shitas Rashi is the one which is Oymed, that one becomes now. Is there an Oymed over here if you don't know what you want? There's no Oymed. Which wife, you have to decide. You can't say there's an Oymed now. This one is Oymed Lizgarish. You don't know who you want to be Megarish. There's no Oymed. You're Mesupik yet. So if you're Mesupik Bishaita, we can't say Huvra Adovala Masaya. When we talk about Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish. So Rashi said a whole Megillah over here. That's what the Taisus HaRosh is saying. Rashi says a whole Megillah. Uchshemoytzi Yayil Lishtiyosoi Hu Hanivra Lechulam. You're deciding how much wine you should, there should be Lechulam. Uchshiyilai Kalim Hu Hanivra Lechulam. Let me give you a questionnaire before. How much wine are you going to drink before you're being mafrish the truma? He'll tell you truthfully, I don't know. Okay? Rashi said, I'm going to decide when I drink. I'll see how good the wine is. I'll see ya. Rashi says, Ushumaitse Yailush Yosei, Hu Hanivra, that's what he's being mavar. Now I'm being mavar. I made the truma before. How much chulin is going to be, which will be tume, I'll be mafresh from, I'm going to decide. I'm misupik now. I never decided how much I'm going to drink. I'm now going to be mevarit. After that, I made already the tume before, the tume shani yosel ha, but which will this be? Will this be from the first, the top of the barrel, from the middle of the barrel, from the bottom of the barrel? Depends how good the wine is. It depends what that means. But I'm being boirer now. I couldn't be boirer before. But do you know now what's going to be chulin? What is going to be trume? He doesn't know. And that is what, that's what Rashi says later. Rashi says, Shuhu Atzmai Maitzi Esayayin. The last one I've ever told the Shuhu Atzmai, he's the one that's deciding which will be Chulin. This will be decided. Obo Bishasu's Machlis Trume. He himself didn't know which will be Trume. He's Mesupik. He doesn't know which will be Trume and which will be Chulin. If he himself doesn't know, so then that we hold Ein Breira. But so there's a Sofik by the one who's making the halois. He's making trume, he doesn't know which lugim he's making trume. He's being megarish a wife, he doesn't know which wife he's going to be megarish. In such a case, we hold Ein Breira. If I said, Be'eze sheteitze mi Pesach rishayim, I made up my mind. I decided. I want to get the one who's going to go out first. By me, there's no sfeikis anymore. If by the baldovo there's no sfeikis, then you say yesh breira. Then we just have to find out who that one is. If by the baldovo there's sfeikis, by the baldovo alone there's sfeikis, he's making chulin and trume, and you'll ask him which will be chulin, how much will be chulin, I don't know. Where the chulin will be, I don't know. He's the one that's going to decide later, but he's making it now. He's undecided. If the baldover is undecided, then we hold Ein Breira. If the baldover is decided, then we hold Yesh Breira. Now, I'd like to say one more vote. I'd like to ask a pertinent question. That's true. 100% true. Be'ezah she'teitzei mi Pesach Rishayim, the baldover is decided. Let's be megashin them. He warned them, don't you dare go out of the house. And the first one that goes out of the house, I'm going to give you a get. That means there's no suffering in his mind. The first one that goes out of the house, he's going to give a get. He's decided. But are they decided? They don't know which one's going to go out first. So which one is it going to be? So they have to make a decision. So what's the chilik? If he's undecided or they're undecided, the get has to be written to a rochel. And what will determine which rochel will go out? He's determined to give the get to rochel that will go out first. But they're undecided yet. I mean, that mitzidom there's a suffix yet. It would seem as follows, that if the baldover is decided, so everything is finished already. That means write the get for the one that's going to go out first. So everything is clear. That's the lishmo. The rochel that's going to go out first, the get should be written for that rochel. Now I just have to figure out if that's the stout rochel or the skinny rochel. That's lemal lemoyrit. But I'm finding out which rochel that was, but this is called a kavone gemura, right for that rochel, finished. That's the lishma. The rochel that's going to go out first. I don't need the birul, the oimid, if I'm decided. Oimid kadvorim, I don't understand, but that's the gedder advorim. If the baldover is decided, could be then you don't need oimid. If the baldover is decided, so everything is falls into place already. I decided to write the get to the rochel that's going to go out first. And that's the lishmo, and that's who you write to. You don't have to know more than that. I'll find out later that rochel is, but if the baldover himself is undecided, he doesn't know what he's going to take for chulin, which chelik, so memela, and this is very critical. So what's going to be the tuma? Which is the tuma going to be from where? From the top third of the barrel? From the half of the barrel? From the bottom third of the barrel? I'm undecided. If I'm undecided, then we say ein breira. And that is what the Taisus HaRosh says. The Taisus HaRosh says, chosh lo teile bedas atzmai, mishum shemevare lepsoi, v'oimer zan hishoysa l'shem chula, v'zei yehei trume. This will be decided. How much wine he's going to drink now, how much will be chula, will be decided. So Basher Hashem, he's undecided. Akaponim, that's a little to understand a little pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisus. Halakeyach yayin mi bein akusim. Beraisi, this is a beraisi. The Mishnah, there's a Mishnah also, the Peg Zayin did my, loitoni elamilsa de Ramea lechude. And the Mishnah only says what Ramea holds. And here we have a machloikis, Ramea says it's good. The Chachomim, the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Shimon say it's no good. This is a beraisa. This is not a Mishnah. How can you buy
wine from Kusim? A mayor asked to drink wine from Kusim.
This Mishnah was learned before they made this Gzeira, before a mayor made the Gzeira. Period. Finished. Now, this is now a new problem.
They hold that kusim are goyim. Domal termin mishaloiv de kichov mashal kusim. So it's exhibit in goyim.
So Memela Sotaisvus has now a new problem. So how could a person buy wine from a kusim? He's a goy. This is Stam Yainon. Well, so how could Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, they're talking about prayer, but how can you buy wine from a kusim? So this isn't Gzeiris. Mikol Moke. So Taisva says, Tivin, the Goyim, the 100% Goyim, Tivin she'pershim me'avei dezore, Jaisa misharoiv dekechovim, the perish from avei dezore, u'marzikim v'teirish, the Goyim, but the perish from avei dezore, u'marzikim v'teirish abiksar, the Marzik and Teres Shabiksav. The Gamel Heyem Einam Oivdim Kamesha Yoisim Bebayis Rishim. Vahochi Kishagozu Al Yeinam Shaloiv Dekechovim Vahigozu Al Shalkusim. They weren't Goyzu Al Shalkusim. Aho Pi Shagozu Al Pitom. They were Goyzu Al Pitom of Kusim. Al Yeinam Lagozu. On the Yain they weren't Goyzu. So I hear the Ha'orin, Baruch Hashem, I found the Eitzim of Kosh, Tamar Bigzan, the Ochaner, and Tzuke asks this Kasha. The Gemara in Mesecht Shabbos says, Taf Yedzayin Amid Beis, Gozru al Pitom Vishimnom Mishum Yeinom. Tas Akum, Shemen Akum, is also by a Goy, Mishum Yeinom. that means, if you wanted to ensure that, Yenom will be Yosef, and he asked about Peter. Val Yenom, why were the Gezer on Yenom? Mishum b'noiseyim. That's how the Gemara says. So that means there's a cheshbon. The Gezer al Peter mishum Yenom, b'yenom mishum b'noiseyim. So, l'chayre, so we have to understand Taisus. So Taisus says, well, Yenom, there was Gezer, we'll talk about that soon. But the Gezer al Peter, Shem Shemai. If the Gemara says in Shabbos, Gozla al-Pita mishum Yainam, if Yainam is Mutter, so why would the Gozla al-Pita? So this Kashi Dolchaner asks. So Dolchaner says as follows. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos is speaking about Goyim, and that's 100% right. Gozla al-Pita mishum Yainam, Yainam mishum Benoit, that's 100% right. Kusim was a Gzeire Kduma al-Pita, Bimei Ezre al-Shebitl binyim Beis HaMikdash. There's another Gzeire of Pita. That means they were mevatel, the binyam abayis, the kutim, they were lahashmid laharik, so they were against the binyam abayis, they were geyser al pitom. So the gzeira of pitom by the kusim is not because they're goyim. There's a besondere gzeira on pitom. Fine. So memeila, that's how Taisva says, pitom is awesome. That's the acid kusim. Now Taisva says they weren't geyser on yenom. And Taisa says a whole bunch of milas they have. They're not going to have the Zore, the Mazik Beturish, and Miksav, a ganze Zah. So I had a shtickle ha'ore above. The untish to Shure, are the daughters Mutter or Osa? The daughters are Osa, the Goyim. These are Geire Aroyes, and the daughters are Osa. So if the Gemara says, Yainam Mishum B'noiseyem, some milas, so Taisa is making a whole bunch of Chishbainis above. Aber the bonus are still awesome. Dachte ich mir, that the Pasuk says, this is how the Rambam brings down the Pasuk, Nuchas Yisuri Biye. The Pasuk says, Bitoi leisikach livnecho, leisishatim bom, Bitoi leisikach, don't take a goyish woman, then it says, ki yoser es bincha meyachai, v'ovdu alehim acher. It seems the whole reason that the Pasuk is giving, why not to take Goyisha husband or Goyisha wife, ki yoser es bincha meyachai, and be avdu alehim acheirem. That means this is a step closer to creating Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Now Chazal went a step further, so they said, since we don't want to Nishmar the Bnoisa, we asked Yainam Mishum Bnoisam. If you'll be drinking wine by them, you'll get a step closer to the daughters. So that's what Taisa is saying. That is only a daughter who is Olu to be an Oiva to make a Kiyosar as Bincha, a daughter that will make your children Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And that's the time of the Kra that the Pasuk says. And that we made a Mishmeres L'Mishmarta, we asked Yainam. But if she's a goite, and because kiyos, you have nothing but to worry about. They're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. They learn chumash b'ksav. They're goyim. But the kiyosir will zicha not apply by them. So the gzeire of yenam mishum b'naisam was never chal on them. That's me what Taisus is saying. So Taisus is saying, lahorik shegozu al yenam shaloiv dei keichavim. Perhaps Oivdei Kechavim is not Kipshuta, Oivdei Kechavim, they worship Kechavim, like Gozwal Shal Kusim, because they're not Oivdei Kechavim. So Memele, because the Yesoite Isser of Neisayim is Kiyosar has been thought, and the Avdalehim Acherim. I think that's Pshat and Taisus. Asorim Aiserishim. So Taisus has a problem, that he's being Mafrish, we hear there 100 Lugim. First he took off 2 lugim for Tume, so he's left off with 98 lugim. Now he's to take off Maaser Rishon from 98 lugim, and he'll be left with 88 lugim. And then he has to take off Maaser Sheni from 88 lugim. The Gemara doesn't say this cheshbon. The Gemara says that you take off 10 lugim for Maaser Rishon. So Taisa says, Lav Dafka Asorah V'Tisha. the numbers are not accurate. The Shehesir, Shnei Lugim, Letru Magdaila, if you took off two Lugim, Letru Magdaila, Pashu Lahu Meya Naki Tati, so you're left over with 98. So Memela, so the Cheshbin goes a little different, so it's 9.8 Meiser, and it's 8.8 Meiser Sheni. V'yesh meforshim dain ha-meiser mismayit mishem truma gedoylo, even the chita achas peiteres esakri. Now this is a mu'uyim dike chidish, and let us just say what Tosfos says in Sukkah, ze lo yitochim klal. So Tosfos, like, this doesn't make, this is not an emesa teretz, but it was a mishuna dike teretz, what the yesh meforshim said. Yesh Meforshim said, now, in the beginning I thought perhaps we could be mamtik what the Yesh Meforshim is saying. I don't know, I saw Rabbi Yankiv and Emes Liakiv, I don't know if he's saying this, it's very unclear to me, I'll come on to what he's saying. But when I first saw the Taisvis, I thought we could explain Taisvis as follows. We once mentioned the Taisvis Chid. The Taisvis Chid said there are two mitzvahs in Afroshis Tumen. There's one mitzvah that calls man, you're not mafresh truma, it's tevil. What will make an ois tevil? Chita achas peteres asakri. One chita, one minute thing you make this truma, that makes the whole kri chula. That means that's matter the kri. Chita achas peteres asakri. But then the Taisus Ritzah, but there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of matnas kohune. You have to give a double choshu. You'll give a chita achas peteres asakri, you're eating kosher tvue, but mitzvahs nesina, you aren't mekayim. Mitzvahs nesina has to be a davar kosher. So there's a shir of echad mei haboyim, echad mei chamishim, echad mei shishim, there's a shir of how much tumet to be mafrish in order to be mekayim mitzvahs nesina. That means you have to be mafrish Ashir Choshev and other Ibrahim Mitzvahs Nesim. So Lechere, we could say that the Yesh Meforshim held as follows, that when you mafrish, let's say, you mafrish two lugim you mafrish from two, this is 150 year, let's say, you have 100 lugim, so this is 150. This is 150 year. So two lugim, you're doing two things. You're being matter. You're being matter the yayin, and you're being mekayim mitzvahs afroshes nesinas trum, mitzvahs nesinas trum. So we could say that Tosfos said like this. So what is matter? The chelik matter is one drop. That's matter. The rest of the two lugim minus a drop. That's matnas kohune. That's trume. That is trume for matnas kohune. Mekayim is kedushas trume. But it's not matir. That is not matir the rest. So that is not matir. The matir is this. So then Taisha is saying amoyu de kechidish. So Taisha is saying. So you don't have to be mafresh meiser and trume. So Tosfos is saying, I'm already gesagt, but the meiser, you have to be mafrish on the truma hanitan lekoyim. That means that I have to give a tenth of 100. What do you mean by 100? I, two lugim minus a drop is truma ready? Yeah, that's truma for matnas kohune. But you have to be mafrish meiser on that. I mean, that would sound that Tosfos is saying, which is a moire de kechidish. And the contrail event, how can you be mafrish meiser on something that belongs to the koyim? If it belongs to the shevet hakohune, so how could you be mafrish meiser on that? So it's about, so Tosfos is, pashtus is, whatever is true, you don't be mafrish meiser. So Tosfos is very mechudishtik. Shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish. Kusim afilu tu magdailu le mafrish. Shidena mafrish afilu tu magdailu. Ta'av agar de perik shloishe sha'ochlo oma hani kusoi asuji maisri karoi. That they even give maisri, not only trumer, which is not so expensive, they give maisri also. The Bamai Dachsidi Bireise Mizis Zihiri, whatever it says in Posik, they're very careful. Hani Milik Shoisen Lechel La'atzma. When they're eating for themselves, then the Niza. Afilam Aisarishim Afrishim. Avolimka, but when they're selling, Ein Mafrishim Klal, they're not Mafrish anything. The Leikopdi Alif Ne'iba. Alif Ne'iba, they're not Makdah. So that means they'll tell the Koine that's Koshel and Mahadrin, and they didn't do anything to be Misakadim. Afalgav the ain't chshudim al gezel, but they're not choshed on gezel. So lochayre, if they're telling him all the matonis were taken off already, they're telling him not to give tumi, not to give meisa, so they gezel is hashedet. I mean, what's with that? Lochoshim lo gezel, not a moment shayin leitayvim. Number one, Taisva says that they feel this is not gezel. Who does it belong to? Since this is very vague, moment Hashavit is a very shvacha moment, there's no kohen that can come and say, it belongs to me, there's no levi that says it belongs to me, so they hold that not gezel. That's what called stealing. Stealing is only called if you have a vadois to kebailas on it, so then, if I'm not giving it to you, I'm a gadol. But over here, this is not called stealing. But that says, I've been you a riot, I'm a horret, not me, like, next to all a gezel, and I'm a horret is also not crushed on gezel, the next to all a maisa. So what is pshat? Because they hold it's not gezel, it's moment shen lay toivin. Right, or another reason, the chos man shalay hoop rash, ain't a day melu gezel. Another long this. The chos man yana mafrish the trumme maisa, so they hold there's no gezel. Shaira dayin loin is chayiv liteng lekoin o lelevi. So Taisus holds, even though, I mean, Taisus says lemaise in Masechtas Pesachim, that every tevel is not shaloi, because there's momen ha-shevet in it, there's momen ka-shevet ka-ham, shevet levim. But the kusim zicha didn't hold of such a thing. They hold, it only becomes theirs with the hafroshe. But before the hafroshe, there's no momen ha-shevet. So my mail is, so this time I no gezel. I won't be mafrish, but I'll make sure not to gezel. If I won't be mafrish, there's no gezel. The first that they hold, the shevet first acquires it with the hafrosh. Vait samichim kusim adoshin bab metziyah, v'chalta v'loi moicher, and the Masho says, there's another drosh, t'vu azarcha v'loi leilakeya, l'kuach. So they have a drosh that a lekech is potter min ha-maisa. So my mail of it's potter min ha-maisa. So why do I have to be elech and be mafresh for him? It's potter. I'm in the Rabbana Tzchai. Okay, then I'm Nizra in the Rabbana. So my mail, so that is the, one of the many reasons why they're choshu to be mafresh la-yid. Give him tell. Now, let's go back to Rashi, which we have skipped over. Umeichel, it says by Maise Sheni, Umeichel v'sheise miyad divrei rameya. Umeichel, so Rashi says, Maise Sheni mechalel b'dibura ba'alme almoy sheyeshloi bebayis. That means he's mafresh Maise Sheni. And that Maise Sheni is Mechalo B'dibura Ba'oma Moshe Yisrael B'bayis. That means it's a din of Chilo Maise. So he's Mechalo and Moshe. He's Mechalo now the Maise Sheni Al Moshe Yisrael B'bayis. The Ma She'ef Sheloi L'Sakin L'Gamre Yisakin. That would he could be Misakin right away. He is Misakin. The Ritva in Sukkah, we have the same Rashi in Sukkah. So the Ritva in Sukkah says as follows. Perish Rashi, Mechalo. Mechalo means he's Mechalo the Maise Sheini. The Chol Mai the Efsha Liskuni Misaknin, whatever you can be Misaknin, I'm Misaknin. V'loi Samchinan Abreire. You don't rely on Breire. So the Ritva doesn't understand what Rashi is saying. Perish lepirush. He said, what do you mean, don't rely on Breire? Is there such a concept of Breire? Yes or no? By Trume, I rely on Breire. What Trume then is the Zachi of Misvedeshemayim by Tevel. When it comes to Trume, I'm drinking now. The Trume, will be mevaret with breire. So when it comes to trume, I'm saying mecham breire. When it comes to my serishin, I'm saying mecham breire. Comes to my shein, you know, if I could, my devshel is kuni misaknini vloisa mechina breire, so, what do you mean? Breire is mutzalach atchila. What's pshat in Rashi? So the Ritva says in Sukkah, Lav mishum deleka le mismacha breire lechatchila. Breire is a very good item to be mevara. Ela mishum chash bekiyis hanoit. That means there's another problem here, which Agamor later will mention. There's a problem. He's making everything. Everything is dependent. It'll be mafresh later, whatever you be mafresh later. And what'll happen if the night breaks? And you won't be able to be mafresh later. Then it's bitter. Then it's bitter. Let's hope for the best and hope it won't occur. Of al kaponim, it's possible to occur. So that's how the Ritva says pshat in Rashi. So al kaponim, the maaser sheni, let us take care of the maaser sheni right away. This we don't have to wait till the late afkoshim. We'll be mechalal it already. Let us see what Taisha says. Umeichel perish bekuntres mechalal bedibura ba'alme al hamois vishoise beloy hafrosh. Vishoise without hafrosh. Be'enire. So Taisha disagreed. The davke gabit maik toni bahach mishne beseife umechalal al hamois. The mai, it says, the Reish is speaking about Oikech Yami Bein Akusim. The Seif is speaking about Demai, a person bought Yain from an Amoritz. So there it says, Umechalil al Hamois. Ye Mechalil, the Mai Shesheni, and money. Why? Lefi Shekova Loi Mokin. The Seif is speaking about that he was Keveya Mokin. He said where the Mai Shesheni is. Diktoni hosom meiser sheni bitzvoinoi oi bedreimoi. He said the meiser sheni should be the tenth, the this tenth that is, or the nine lugim, which are in sotan adorim of the night. Tave kemoi hafrosh. So he was mafrish already the meiser sheni. The meiser sheni is mufrish. So now the meiser sheni, which is mufrish, I cannot be mechalal on mois. So now Tosis enlightens us a little bit. The Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes Ayri. This whole Maisa, even the Rashi here doesn't say this. Rashi in other places does say this. This is speaking about Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. K'demrinim b'tesefte. V'adayin le'kiddush olav hayoyim. It's before Laila, it's Bein Hashmoshes. Ulekach. So now, Bein Hashmoshes, in the Sefer, which is speaking about Mai, Yochel Likvoya Loi Moke. So he can pinpoint on the right side, the nine Lugim on the right side are Maisa Sheini. He can pinpoint it. This is called Hafroshes Maisa. Aye, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Maisa in Shabbos. But Bein Hashmoshes, she allowed it to be mafresh demai. The Sofik Hasheicha Ma'aschin as a demai. Bein Hashmoshes, which is Sofik Laila, you're allowed to be mafresh demai, which Me'ikar Adin, I assume the Amoritz was mafresh of it. Avol b'kusim havi vadai. Kusim is a vadai, they were not mafresh. So we're speaking about Bein Hashmoshes. Ulekach loiktoni gabi kusim maise sheini bitzvoinoi oi bedroimoi. That's what it doesn't say, bitzvoinoi bedroimoi. So that's what Taisus means to say like this. That means, it's bein hashmoshes. That's what it says in the Tesefta. And we have a klal, bein hashmoshes, ma'asrin as a sofik, vein ma'asrin as a vada. So memela zay, the same that's speaking about mai is sofik. You're allowed to be mafrish, Maisa Bein Hashmoshes, since it's the Mai, so I can pinpoint and say the Shnei Lugim, the Asara Lugim, the Teisha Lugim, and the Mitzoyim B'Tzvoinoi Shel Anoit, these Lugim should be Maisa Sheni. So I was Mafresh already. They're here. This is not totally embraced. I was Mafresh. I said where it is. So then, it's difficult to take it out. If I don't have to take it out, I'll be mechalal it on mois. So this, Maisa Sheni, which is Betzvayne, Bedreima, and Mechalolet, and Mois. But, when we're speaking about the Reisha, Alekech, Yaimi, Bein Akusim, this is not my, this is Baba. Now, it's Bein Ashmoshes. I can't make now, this should be, Tzvayne should be Maisa Sheini. What do you mean? You know to be Mafresh Maisa Bein Ashmoshes. Speaking money. So therefore, I have to say, the Maisa Sheini Shani Afresh Lamoch. So in other words, it means the tikkun was not nigmar as yet. That means I can drink everything, but that's not called tikkun mona. The gzeir of tikkun mona was when it's mesukin already, it's finished, it's mufrish. Here I have to do another pula here. I have to be mafrish tomorrow night. So in the iser of mesakin mona of ein maasrin es havada, I wasn't a maaser yet. It's not nigmar yet. So therefore, if it wasn't Nigma yet, it has to be Nisbara, which will become the Maisa Sheini. I can't be Mechalol anything yet. I can't be Mechalol because it wasn't Nisbara yet, which is the Maisa Sheini. So Mameli can't be Mechalol. So therefore, it doesn't say, so therefore Taisa says, since this is speaking about Vadai, I can't be because that would be called a tikkun mona. And therefore there's another deek, and the Sefer says mechalo, and the Reisha says mechal. And why can't you be mechalo? Because you as yet were not mafresh to Maisa Sheini. You're waiting for Breda, but you weren't mafresh yet. Ela Meichel, Perish, Maschil. You're allowed to drink already. That's the Chiddush. You can rely on Breda, and you're allowed to drink. Like a Meisha Perish, Meina Tam, the Meichel, Kamei Mihel, the Hay. You can be allowed to mix it up with water, to be Meisikin. Perish, Ma'arev, B'mayim, Um Meisik, Meisavach, Mol, B'mayim. Ach, Shabbos, Yafrish, Meisarish, and B'sheini, Kediktoni b'tesefta asora boi machayim, tishem boi machayim, the mafish everything mitzoy Shabbos. Not the way Rashi says it was mechulul already. The kivin sheni yochel ekvoya leimokim, he can be kevei emokim, im ho yeshoysel b'lei afrosha, ho yeshoysel tevel emafrei. That's why Rashi says his mechal already is finished. Don't need afrosha, that was mesakin everything. Chas v'sholem, the maiser sheni, it was not Nivra yet. You need a Afrosha to be Boira, which will be the Maisa Sheini. So Chilul could first be afterwards, not before. So Mechel means Maschil or Moizik. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Yesh Breire. Mashme. The Islay le Rabbi Meir Breire. Lab Yehude Nami Komarove be Maskone. Lev the Maskone Divrei Rabbi Meir. Mashme de Islay le Rameya Breire. Rameya holds Breire. Rabbi Yudinami koma rove be maskone de Islay Breire. Hocha osa mishim dachayish le bekiyas anoy. The maskone will be rove time that Rabbi Yudin also holds Breire. He holds yesh Breire. No, he did not permit this anhoge because he's afraid the night might split. Ve'ilu beperik yesh Breire. Kaboy nosnu ad sheloy chalku muki rove de rameya ve rab yehude ke rab asi to oma haachin shecholku machze yorshin hu machze lekuches. Now let me just explain for 1 minute what the Gemara in Bechiras is speaking about. The Gemara in Bechiras says like this. There was a father that had twins from his wife, and we don't know which one is the prayer. He has one prayer, but I don't know which twin is the prayer. So the father is mechuyev, akaponim, five sloim of the father's nechosim is meshubah to the kohen. He owes the kohen five sloim. Then the father died. So it says like this, nosnu at sheloi cholku. If before they made a chalukah, it's still tfusus habayis, they gave five sloim. That's it. So they owe five sloim taket. And mishubat five sloim. Cholku, but what if they were chalik? So that means each brother took half of the Yerusha. So the Gemara says like this. So they're machze yerushim or machze lekuches, which means that we're mesupik. If let's put it bluntly. If you say yesh breire, the yerushim. If you say ein breire, the lekuches. And if I don't know what the loch is, so mesupik, the machze yerushim and machze lekuches. And what is? The machze lekuches. The Gemara says, "Milve haksuve b'toyre, lav keksuve b'shtar domi, ve'en goyve milakuches." So that means like this: the father owed 5 sloim, and 2.5 sloim we consider the children are lakuches. He can't mon from a lekeach a milve alpe. Milve haksuve b'toyre, lav keksuve b'shtar domi. So the 2.5 sloim is a milval pass, so he can't mun from the Yerushim 2.5 sloim. The other 2.5 sloim, the Yerushim, he can mun a milval pass that the father owes. So, akaponim, the Gemara says, Gabi nosno achaloi cholkul, and there makes it, if they gave before chalukah, so then the 5 sloim belongs to the kohen, because it's tvusus habayit, so they become lekuchesh. Muki rove derameya verab Yehuda kerab asi, the Omar ha'achin shecholku machze yershin machze lekuches. Alme misafkelu. So I see Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are not sure if you say yesh breir or ein breir. A sofik. Machze yershin machze lekuches. And our sugya says that Rav Meir hold yesh breir. Rav Yehuda also hold yesh breir, Rav says. So Taisus asks Amir of the Kekasha, how do these two sugyas stim? V'yesh l'chalek. So now Tosfos says an eye-opener. Bein hochel, shemevarer dvorov. Here, when he's making the trumah, he's saying, rochel bitcho aktane, I am making the two lugim shani yose v'hafrish should be now trumah. So he's saying, klo, what he's making. Umasne beferish, v'oimer, shani yose v'hafrish. So Tosfos means to say, Amor de Kizach. We have a sofik. Which chelik yarshins, which yoyesh? We have here two yarshim, atvimigashim. We have here two fields, field aleph, field base. You have here two yarshim, yoyesh aleph and yoyesh base. And now they made a chalukah, and yoyesh aleph took Soda Aleph, and Yerush Beis took Soda Beis. Fine, finished. So now we have a shayla, do we say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? Zuktaisus Amir de Kizach. Who told you that the Yerusha, Bishas Mise, is dependent on how they'll decide to divide the Yerusha? Amir de Kizach. Abasco came out then. The Yerusha is chal b'shas misa. The father is moirish to his Yerushim chalokim. Which chalik is it? What you'll decide kindlech later, that's to who I'm being moirish. There's no who said that. That's a moirish de kechidish. That means Yerusha is min ha-shamayim, and we're saying that the shamayim is moirish. It's a din toir al kaponim. We're saying that the toir is the Yerusha is chal now, and it's dependent how they'll decide later. Who says? That's a blunt question. So in such, this is a mechudish de kebreire, that we assume that's how the Torah made the Yerusha. This assumption, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir were not so sure. They weren't so sure that's how Yerusha works. It was, some of them were Sofik Yerushim, Sofik Lekuchas. They don't know. They don't know if that's how the Torah made Yerusha, that how they will decide later to make Chalukah, that's how the Yerusha is Lechatchila. So therefore, Rav Meir is Mesupik if you say Yesh Breire by Yerusha. Not that he's Mesupik in the mechanics of Breire. Breire works very good. I can make now a Chalois that's dependent on a Biru Ba'asidit. That I can do. But who says that the Chalois Yerusha is dependent how they'll be mevare ba'osid. That is some mail. They were mesupik. That's what Taisvah says. יש מחלק בין הוכה שמבר הדבור ומאסנו בפרש, ואימא שאני יוסד להפריש לי דחם שחוקו שאין מבר כלום. ובמרובה דפורך את הרבי יוחנן עד הרבי יוחנן. דגמורה אס כססטירן רבי יוחנן. דבהי דמחול המסלקי איסלוי ברירה, וגבי אחן שחוקו שמינון דלסלוי ברירה. יהיה. That's talking about, let's just say for 1 minute what's talking about over there, that's talking about Kerem Ravai. It's talking about Kerem Ravai, which the halacha is that you are not allowed to, the halacha by Kerem Ravai is that you're not allowed to eat it till you go to Yerushalayim. There was Kerem Ravai that Nebuch, there used to be Ganovim, they used to steal from the Kerem, they used to steal Kerem Ravai. There were Tznuyim. Tznuyim, I just had a Merdek Maisa today, there was a Maisa with Rav Nosson Adler. Rav Nosson Adler, that he had some wooden back of the house, and all of a sudden he hears a noise and someone's in the back of the house. He sees there's a gun that's there that's taking the wood and he starts running away. And the Rav Nosson Adler comes out and tells him, I'm Michael, you can keep it. The gun got all scared. He's Michael and this confrontation he never expected. So he's running away. So he dropped some wood. So Rav Nosson Adler went and picked up the wood. He gave it to him. He said, Baruch Hashem, I can make time. I can help you now to pick up your pekla. That was Rav Nosson Adler. So Al Kaponim, there were Tznuyim also. The Tznuyim had one thing that they were worried about. There were people stealing from them Kerem Ravai. No, that they were Moichum Stamoch. That was up. But they had a different problem. The Nebuchadnezzar Kerem Ravai, Shem Mishamai. So therefore they want Kerem Ravai to be Mechalal on money. So every morning he used to take a certain amount of money and they said, Kol HaMislake, whatever Kerem Ravai will be stolen today, should now be Nischalal on this money. So Memela, so when the Ganovim are stealing it, it's Mutter Dikir. They shouldn't be Nichshal Chashva Solomon Macholis Asuris. These were the Tznui. Now, let's think for 1 minute. Kol HaMislake should be Nischalal now. So which is being Nischalal? It depends on what they'll steal. So that's Breire. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kolam Islaket helps. You can say Kolam Islaket. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds Yesh Breire. As I say, that's one member of Rabbi Yochanan. The poet Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Yochanan, the Mehid of Kolam Islaket is Le Breire. Gabi Achim Shecholku, Shamin and the last Le Breire. Sakashe, Akstiren Rabbi Yochanan. He says, look, Kuchai saying, Bechoysen Sebe Sebe Yoibel. So let's just ask a kasha which Taisus is going to ask. I just told you I'm Moirdik Echile. I feel you hold your Shbreira, that's Tavka, if I speak out what I'm doing. And I'm making a chalois that's dependent on Asidus. I can do this. We hold your Shbreira. But Yerushin, no one ever spoke out. So what's the kasha, Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Yerushin was never geared to what they'll decide later which chalik to take. So my mele, Achim Shechok, Lekuch is saying, there was no specific Yerusha which was how they'll make the Chalukah later. So the Gemara supports Rabbi Yechon, the Bid, the Chalam Eslaka, this Lebrech, Gab Achim Shechok, Shemin, the last Lebrech, the Chois of Boya Shaz, Mitech Kush Yezu, and the Gemara Eskharot, Opkefrech, the Steret, So Taisha says, I'm a mozil a chalik in the perash. Monga said, I said, a beautiful chalik. Oh, the nichle, the name of the loyalom kolanilka, kedektani b'mas nisin. The Gemara had other reasons not to remain with that teres. The nichle, the name of the loyalom loy taper. Boy, do you have a mishani hochi? The Gemara would answer, and you'll tell me that Rabbi Yochanan really holds yesh breire. No, by Yoshim, he holds the whole day breire because It no one was ever mevare or mefarish that the Yerusha tolly in the Chalukah Aside. Akatia bekashle either the Rabbi Yochanan, domelel lafachinenu poisel. That means we have a third Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said by us that if a person said lazy shetetzi mi pesach rishin, so Rabbi Yochanan said that none of them are giget, and that filu he's a koyin, he's mutten both of them. So Rabbi Yochanan holds ein breire, and this is by a case when he was mevara. So you see, klo Rabbi Yochanan holds ein breire taka, not only by Yerusha. Ulael vadai ki matzrich premili de Rabbi Yochanan, havela motzi lemeima de tzrichet mid lekuches ein labishminen, tafachin ein epoisla mitam de frishis. And the Gemara asks, why do we need a tzricha to members of Rabbi Yochanan? By Yerushi says ein breire, and Leisa she takes, and Leisa she helps, so agarish by old ein breire. The Gemara could have said, this teretz, most of the different teretz. By time and metalsen am Yishmuel ad Yishmuel. And with this you saw this fan for Yishmuel ad Yishmuel. The Beperg Misha Ofzu, Iskin Yishmuel begitte de Shribara, Shmuel was massacred like this. Im loy meisi, loy yeheget. I won't die from this machle, it shouldn't be a get. Be meisi, yeheget. So, if he dies from this machle, it is a get. So, Bemison, we'll see, the next sugya, we'll see this is totally in Breire. That means like this. Do I want geirishin? He has pneumonia now. They want to give a get now. It depends. If I'll die from pneumonia, I want to give you a get now. If I won't die from pneumonia, I don't want to give you a get. Do you want to give a get? We'll see what happens. So that means his rotzen on geirishin is dependent on asidus. So he's making a get that's totally in a bit of asidus. V'chimayis ha'vigita. Almesova v'yesh breire. So Shmuel holds Yesh Breire. B'seif beye gabishnayim shalokru chavis b'heime b'shutfes amashmuel de chavis nami asura. That means as follows. You have two shutfim who bought a chavis of yayin, let's say Erev Shabbos, and the chaylikit in Shabbos. And the klal is that the mumen of a person has the tchumim of that person. So memela, if they're going to be mechaliket in Shabbos, the wine, they'll divide the wine in Shabbos. So half of the chavis has the tchumim of Reuven, half of the chavis has the tchumim of Shimon. So the Gemara says over there that it can only go the tchumim of both. That means the wine that Reuven takes is not maybe there's Shimon's trumim, and maybe Shimon's wine has Reuven's trumim. So we see that Shmuel holds ein breire. If you hold yes breire, so whatever I take, that's my chelik. So there's a stira in Shmuel. Here Shmuel says in meisi yeheget, it is a get. He holds yes breire. And here he says that it has the trumim of both. It doesn't have the trumim of the Bailam, because I don't know who the Bailam is. See, he holds ein breire. So Taisa says, but with my yesod is very good, because by shutfim they never said that what we're going to decide later in the chalukah, that's what I bought the tchila. They never said this. That's anhogin shutfim taka, later you can divide. But to say that this was mine Erev Shabbos, this was never spoken out. So there Shmuel taka holds ein breire. And by meisi yeheget, there he holds yesh breire, because there he spoke out distinctly that the get is dependent on what's going to be later.